Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work Insanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for about 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
And today we're going to talk about why weekends are more important when you work from home.
Yes, more important. And hopefully by the end of this, you will understand that. Just keep that in your mind. When you have days off, take the day off. Off is off.
echo. I feel like a lot of our topics are just smart work advice is even more important when you're alone and no one else is watching. Because this is definitely one of them. When you have a day off, and we say weekend because, you know, that's the common way someone has a day off, but it applies to vacations. Or if you work on a kind of an odd schedule where you don't get your days off on a weekend. But when you have the day off, with exceptions for emergencies and things that come up, you really shouldn't be working. And Patrick and I talked a lot about whether this was different than taking a break. We had a whole episode on taking a break, and I think we mentioned weekends in that. Taking a break is the mini weekend you give yourself to increase your productivity within the workday. Having a weekend, one of the reasons you have a weekend is to recharge, right? It's one of the ways you're going to help avoid burnout, which we talked about on a previous episode as well, is to have a day away from work, to give yourself a break. And if you are spending that day off checking your email, looking at Slack, taking a few moments to tap out on a project, then you're not getting the benefit of a day off. In fact, it's no longer a day off. It's a work day.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's and you know, it doesn't even have to be the like full day, and it doesn't have to be all the time. And I'm putting restrictions on this that are a little bit dangerous because then you end up not taking days off. But of course, there are going to be periods of time, like in everything, where you have to work a little bit more. You have to work in the evening. You have to work on the weekend. You know, in the morning, whatever. But in general, there are benefits, there are huge benefits to completely refreshing yourself and having a complete break from your daily activity. And that is, as we often say, even more the case that when you're working from home, because obviously when you're going to work, when you have an office, when you're at home, you're not at work. So the delineation is very clear. When you're working from home, the office is really just a couple of steps away. And everyone checks their phones once in a while. But if you can avoid it, it makes things better. But when your office is just, you know, that desk in your bedroom, you think, I'm just going to sit down for a second. And that is not good. The point is, when you have a day off, maybe you decide, okay, I'm going to check for emails in the morning to make sure that something hasn't exploded, right? But even in those cases, most likely, if something explodes, someone will give you a call. You don't have to check for emails all the time. So when you decide, this is my day off, this is my weekend, these are 2 days off, try to actually set all of this aside and do something else, especially if you're working at home. Of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic still, so I was going to say just go to the park or go to a museum. But do something that is different from what you are doing every day Because if you don't, if you just stay home, and maybe staying, you know, a staycation type thing weekend is going to be relaxing, but it doesn't bring you the psychological refreshment, the pause that you would get otherwise. If you go and do something different, go have a picnic with your friends, go to the museum, go to a theme park, whatever, you will come back at home and you will work so much, you will be so much happier to go back to your work than if you hadn't done that. And that requires to put your mind in a different space. And if you're constantly thinking about that email or that project, it's not going to happen. And if you're home, it's so easy to get back into that mode of thinking about what you do every day at home anyway. So it's not necessarily just change your environment, but it helps. The point is you have to give your mind the opportunity to not be on that treadmill. And in order to do that, you have to actually take the day off. Off, completely off.
Yeah. Think about it this way. You read all of these articles about work-life balance and how the cell phone, the smartphone has threatened work-life balance because now everyone brings the office home with them. That's usually the premise of these articles, right? And there's a lot of truth to that. Imagine now, okay, maybe you don't have to because you're working from home, that not just your phone or your laptop is bringing the office home, but the office is home and it's right there and it's tempting you all the time. So as important as it is to, you know, turn off the phone and get away on a weekend or a day off, it's important to make sure you don't get drawn back in if you don't need to. Again, as Patrick said, there are times when it's only going to be a half day or you know you're going to have to work on a weekend or you know that there's something brewing and you want to check in on it. Just try to make sure you give yourself boundaries, that you give yourself limits on that so that if you're like, I'm going to check in on the email, but I'm not going to let myself get sucked in. Because that's what happens, right? You go in to check one email, and the next thing you know, you're 15 emails in, and you've spent 2 hours working on what should have been a recharge day for you. It's important to avoid.
It's so dangerous when you say, and I was reluctant to say, you know, just check in the morning, because you'll start thinking, I'll check my email in the morning for an hour for real, but then I won't do that anymore. But the I won't do that anymore starts becoming, you know, I'll just check on my phone once at lunch. And then you pepper it again in the afternoon once. And all of a sudden, that string has become kind of a net that is trapping you into your work because you draw these lines from one point to the other, and you've never really taken your mind off of all of this. So as you said, Tom, sometimes you need to do it and you can give yourself boundaries, but I'm really reluctant to saying, like, if you can... It's so tragic that I have to say at least one day, because you should have 2 days. The weekend is 2 days, and most of the time you should be able to take those two full days off and not think about it. Because the first day you're still going to be a little bit in that mood, try to go out, do something else. The second day is when you really relax. And I emphasize again, going out to do stuff, I'm not saying, you know, go out for the full day, but go out for a couple of hours, do something. It refreshes you so much.
It could even be a walk around the neighborhood, working in the garden, doing whatever around the house. But something that just gets you out of that mode. And going to a theme park, going to museums are great ways to do that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you manage to do it? Because I think it's important to acknowledge as well that as much as we know that we should do these things.
Oh, yeah. No, we're probably the worst sometimes.
Yes. It is very hard, and I think it's helpful for people listening to this to hear. Mm-hmm. It's actually very hard to do it. You know, I sometimes do meditation. I do a little bit of yoga, and those things are like 10 or 15 minutes a day. And even those, I sometimes have trouble finding the time, quote unquote, to do them. But that's not... It's not about how busy I am. It's about me not making the effort to set aside 10 yeah. minutes or 15 minutes in my day. And that's a decision I'm making. And so on the weekends, it's exactly the same. I have a hard time, like, actually, especially since entertainment for me and for many people is also on the device that provides me mm-hmm. with my work opportunities. So I sit down to play a video game and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'll check this email. So what I'm trying to say is it's very hard for me too. It doesn't mean I shouldn't do it. And yeah, yeah. going out in the yard for a couple of hours to mow that damn lawn that keeps growing all the time is something that you really should consider.
Yeah, you really should mow the lawn, Patrick. That's what this entire podcast has been about.
I absolutely should. Listen, this is an insight into my life. We have some sections of the lawn are done with a lawnmower. Some of them you need the little hand thing. Uh-huh. And it takes literally 20 minutes. I never find time to do it.
Yeah.
And that's on me.
It's the psychological barrier. Yeah. Well, and getting back to, like, you know, we practice what we preach as much as we can, but I'm not always good at it. Slack is the worst. Slack is the one that always draws me in because it's on my phone and I get the alert. And I'm in Slack groups where people are pretty respectful of stuff, but, you know, sometimes stuff happens. And then immediately I have to decide, okay, I've now interrupted my recreation with this alert. Now what do I do? Do I take action? Is it something like, is something down and I have to go, like, fix it right away because that's urgent? Or is it just like, oh, I wanted to let you know I got this thing done? And so, you know, managing your notifications and maybe putting them on pause is a good idea, Tom. You might want to do that. When I started doing Daily Tech News Show back in 2014, I worked every day. I had to schedule Saturday to be the day off for me to say, you know what, I'm going to try not to work on Saturday. And that's where I started, was like, I'm going to give myself one day. And I've gotten to the point where I've moved most of my things. Every once in a while, somebody wants to record a podcast on the weekend, or I have to do a shoot on the weekend. But I've moved most of my regular things out of the weekend. And even during the lockdown, when we couldn't go anywhere, I was making myself go out into the yard and do some yard work or play with the dogs or do some work around the house. And it was a good motivation to get me to do those things that I would put off anyway, to say, you know, you don't want to do work. I've gotten to the point now where if it's the weekend and I have to walk into my office, I get the heebie-jeebies. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be in here. It's the weekend. Like, I finally trained myself, but it took years to do that.
So start working on that today. And, you know, you have to remember the days that you remember as the good days in your life are probably not the ones you spend, you know, watching one TV show and then going to the office and into the home office and checking for email. Or it's probably days when you
do. No one says, remember that day when I checked email in the morning and then spent 3 hours working accidentally? Ha, those were good times. Like, you just don't hear that story.
Exactly. And there's all those, you know, aspirational videos of people having fun. I keep thinking about the park for some reason, but having fun in the park or laughing with friends. And it's a little bit fake. It's a little bit ridiculous, but it's also a little bit true, and you need those things. And if you enjoy sitting down, you know, at your in your couch and playing video games all day, I'm certainly not one to fault you for it. I do this very, very much. But there's a truth in the idea that doing stuff that isn't work and that isn't lying around at your home is what stays with you and what fuels you a little bit. So in conclusion, when you have days off, take the day off.
Take it off.
Take it off.
That's it for Work Insanity. We hoped we help you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
Send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at Not Patrick. That's super easy. It's Patrick with a not in front of it. You already remember it. Not Patrick on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com. Two R's, two T's. And find both of us at workinsanity.net. We'll see you there.
Bye.